black women and that she should vote. Labour has said the party should return the £10 million he's given the Conservatives in the past year. Tory MP Kwasi Kwarteng has been asked for his view.
Well, look, the first thing I've said repeatedly, that we don't know what he said.
What about the money? Statements. Do you think we should...
Again, we're running ahead of ourselves. But I think if someone says, that makes me hate black women, I don't see how those remarks are fiscal racist.
The military says it's killed more than 200 fighters while thwarting a border incursion it blames on Ukraine. It claims Moscow's forces were able to block what it calls attackers from Kyiv. Some experts are raising concerns about the government's plans to build more gas-powered stations. Ministers insist it won't prevent the UK from reaching net zero by 2050, claiming fossil fuels are needed to avert the risks of blackouts. But Greenpeace UK's climate campaigner, Georgia Whitaker, fears the government's being lobbied from the sector.
This clearly demonstrates the fossil fuel industry has a stronghold on the government's decision-making, where ministers should be prioritising in delivering the climate policies that they have promised and that the public really deserves.
A former Boeing employee who blew the whistle on alleged safety concerns of the aircraft maker has been found dead in the US. Authorities in South Carolina claim John Barnett was found with apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Two horses have died on the first day of the Cheltenham Festival. The racecourse says our heartfelt condolences are with the connections of both of them. On to sport, and Arsenal's Champions League last 16 tie against FC Porto has gone into extra time. It's 1-1 in aggregate, with Leandro Trossard's goal giving Arsenal a 1-0 lead in North London. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
I say green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight. Show me a real good time.
I hear it and I know. Why don't you say so?
Tell me what you gonna do.
Talk to myself for hours.
Say I'm unstoppable today.
Oh yes it is. A big welcome once again to the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. It's just gone 10 o'clock on a Tuesday evening and here we all are once again. Thanks to everybody for tuning in live. Fantastic of you. Maybe you're listening to this on the catch-up service, the podcast edition, which is available later in the week, of course. In which case, still thank you to you, but not thanks quite as much to those people than the ones that were listening live on Tuesday evening. Anyway, loads of exciting stuff coming up as ever. Amazing music, most of which has been selected by you legends. We'll be looking at ridiculous holidays, celebrity birthdays. We'll be talking to our roving reporter. Special semi-Oscar related featurette coming up later. And of course, there will be an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. If you want to sneak preview at Benson Radio, have a look and you'll find out what it is. I'm going to play the opening track and you can work out what I'm playing. I will be back right after Wham.
Time to watch you do last night. Love me, Steven. Hear my Phoenix FM.
Classic 80s hit from Wham, Wake Me Up. Before You Go Go, why is that on the show that goes like this, Airwaves? Why is it the opening track even? Well, it is. All week this week, don't forget, National Sleep Awareness Week. Sorry, what? National Sleep Awareness Week. Air of sleep. Do we not do it every day? Well, maybe people don't think about it. You just sort of drift off into it. But I thought that was ridiculous. National Sleep Awareness Week. Anyway, it's a thing. It's a real thing. I put that out on social media earlier on today, and you've replied in your droves with track suggestions that link to sleeping, bedtime, beds, being awake, you know, various things like that to do with sleeping, because it is National Sleep Awareness Week. Multiple people suggested Wham and Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, so I'm not going to attribute it to any one person in particular, but there are plenty of acknowledgements coming up to people that did request music. Thank you so much to everybody that got in touch. Really high number of people made song requests today. That was exciting and very, very good of you. So thanks so much. Now, of course, it's National Sleep Awareness Week, but what is it on the 12th of March? You're desperate to know. Well, let me put your minds at rest. Here we go. The 12th of March is National Planter Flower Day. Don't just buy some seeds and leave them on the side on the 12th of March. No, actually plant them. You know, get a flower out of the ground and replant it somewhere else. Repot something that's got flowering elements to it. I don't know. It's National Planter Flower Day. You've only got an hour and 50 minutes left. You should have done it by now, but still not too late, technically. It's also, of course, many people excited about this today, National Organise Your Home Office Day. Yes, so National Organise Your Home Office Day. Do you need a day to do it? Actually, my wife would say I do need to organise my home office. In all fairness to her, it is very frequently untidy. So probably I should bear in mind the 12th of March. I haven't done it. I haven't even tidied my office at work. I'm now feeling bad about offices. I was going to mock this, but suddenly it makes sense. Anyway, don't focus on work. It's National Organise Your Home Office Day. And of course, we need a suspenseful jingle, really, to appreciate this one. Today, the 12th of March, is National Alfred Hitchcock Day. Intense, dramatic, spooky, it's all of those things. It's National Alfred Hitchcock Day. And if you want more weekly celebrations, it is also National Bubblegum Week. And finally, as I'm sure you're all aware, and for those of you that aren't aware, you'll be utterly thrilled to know that all throughout March, it is, of course, Optimism Month. I'm sorry, I'm genuinely sorry. Optimism Month in March. Really? What is it? The clocks go forward at the end of March. We look forward to that. It gets lighter. It's the beginnings of spring. The coming summer gives you something to look forward to. I don't know. Optimism Month is March. Anyway, so let's be optimistic. I'm optimistic. I'm feeling very positive today. I hope you are too, and I hope some of that positivity rubs off on you. Fantastic. So, right, we better start acknowledging song requests and thanking people for doing that. Didn't do it with Wham. Apologies if you requested Wham, but so many people did, I felt I couldn't attribute it to all those people fairly. But Graham Long, well done to you, sir, who wanted to hear Faithless and Insomnia. Remember, all the tracks linked to bedtime, sleeping, or something to do with sleep, as it's Sleep Awareness Week. I guess you're more aware of sleep if you can't get any. Insomnia, not to be trifled with, not to be made fun of. I've been up all night trying to cure my insomnia. What's that? Don't make fun of it. Okay, I won't. I'll just let the track play, shall I? Let It Kick In from Faithless. Oh, fine, I'll stop talking right now.
Deep in the bosom of the gentle night is when I saw trigger light. Pick up my pen and start to write. I struggle to fight dark forces in the clear moonlight without fear. And song. I can't get any sleep. I last slept, kept taking sleepers, but now I keep myself pecked. Deeper still, the night I write by candlelight, I find insight, fundamental movement. So when it's black with insomniac, take an original tack, keep the beast in my the ceaseless attack. I get no sleep, I can't get no sleep.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Faithless and Insomnia. Thanks to Graham Long for suggesting it on social media earlier today. So yes, if you missed the opening of the show, unlucky. It's the 12th of March. We've dealt with all the ridiculous holidays. Planter Flower Day, Organise Your Home Office Day, Alfred Hitchcock Day, it's Bubblegum Week, it's Sleep Awareness Week, and of course, in March, it's Optimism Month. So you better be blooming optimistic. Oh yes, glass half full only, all throughout March. In April, be as miserable as you like. Starting on April Fool's Day, someone tricks you. celebrity birthdays coming up later on in the show. We'll be talking to Scott Fish, who's been sent on a very exciting assignment this week. I wonder if you can think of any major events that have been newsworthy this week that it would be worth sending a roving reporter to and seeing what he can rove, who he can rove with, and how he can rove. I'm looking forward to speaking to Scott Fish in about 15 minutes' time, maybe slightly quicker. We may be hearing about more about Alfred Hitchcock later on in the show as well, with it being Hitchcock Day. And, of course, an intense debate is raging on the Twitterverse, at Bensim Radio, if you want a sneak peek, but I will talk about that in due course. So, yeah, as ever, loads of excitement into midnight on a Tuesday night. Right, so... yes, thanks so much once again to everyone that's been in touch. There's so many, I can't possibly thank everyone. I'm going to do my best at the end of the show to race through some names, and I will attribute your song choice to you if it makes it into the show, if it was truly important. you've done very well indeed. So, yeah, keep it here, 98.0. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, that is on your FM dial. PhoenixFM.com if you're just listening online from anywhere else, and if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM. Go ahead and do it. If you really want to see me this evening, not just hear me, you want to get yourself to Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98FM. You'll get the video feed into the studio. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can chat to me in the box on the side of the video feed. So many ways you can get involved. It's fabulous, those of you that do. It's fabulous if you just want to listen along to part or all of this show. Grateful to have your company this Tuesday, the 12th of March. And now, thanks to Linda Trevelyan, here is Tight Fit.
Estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tight Fit with The Lion Sleeps Tonight, suggested by Linda Trevelyan. Absolutely fabulous stuff. Well, we're 8 minutes away from speaking to our roving reporter, who's got a very exciting report on where he's roved this week. I'm excited to hear from him. I'm excited to hear about not only the nominees, but also the winners, if you know what I'm getting at. Scott Fish will be here just after 10:30. Don't go anywhere. It'd be great to speak to him as ever. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays early on in the show? I don't know, shall we? I often say we will and then we don't and then I delay it. All right, we'll do it. It's Tuesday. It's the 12th of March. Who is celebrating today? Liza Minnelli is 78 today. Singer James Taylor is 76 today. Actor Aaron Eckhart is 56 today. Controversial singer, or probably just prefers singer, Pete Doherty is 45 today. Actress Leslie Manville is 68 today. Iron Maiden founder, bassist Steve, 68 today as well. Colleen Nolan is 59 today. And McFly's Danny Jones is 38 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday on the 12th of March, we all wish you a very happy birthday indeed from the whole team on the show that goes like this and everyone at Phoenix FM. Hope you've had a wonderful day. There's still an hour and 36 minutes and 20 seconds left. That's all changed now. I'm not going to keep reading stuff like that out because I'll be changing it every moment. So, football fans may be anxious to know, if you're Arsenal football fans, that Arsenal versus Porto in the last 16 of the Champions League has gone to penalties. No, it hasn't gone to penalties. What am I talking about? It's gone to extra time. Arsenal fans are desperately hoping it doesn't go to penalties, I would expect. They've been very dominant in the league over the last month or so, but struggling to find another way past Porto. They're 1-0 up from tonight, had a goal controversially disallowed. Best of luck. I do prefer English teams other than Man United to do well in the Champions League. So, I'm a Liverpool fan myself, but would be very happy for Arsenal to progress to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. I'd rather Man City didn't win it again. I just don't want them to win everything. I don't particularly hate Man City. It's a little bit like Max Verstappen in the F1 now, isn't it? He just wins all the time. It makes it so much more dull. Let someone else other than Man City win the league. I don't even desperately want Liverpool to win the league. As long as it isn't Man City, I'd be happy. So, yes, good luck to Arsenal in the death throes of extra time at the Emirates Stadium. I will keep you up to date if it does go to penalties. And if you're not that bothered about sport, don't worry. Plenty of excellent content also on this station, on this show. So, yeah, up until midnight. Tracks that link to National Sleep Awareness Week. We've got a roving reporter to hear from. Will he give an Oscar-worthy performance this evening? Scott Fish on the airwaves in about 5 minutes' time. And I'll tell you more about the intense debate on the Twitterverse as well. Stay tuned to see if your track makes it into tonight's selection. It's literally all happening. Patrick Sherring will be happy because Billy Joel's The River of Dreams is up next.
I spiritual man. And take my fire away into the river that is running to the promised land. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the river so deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
in the middle of the night, I go walking in the middle of, 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 oh, in the middle of.
Phoenix FM.
Billy Joel and the River of Dreams. It is still 1-0 to Arsenal in the second leg of their last 16 clash against Porto in the Champions League. And we're into the 100th minute in extra time. That's not just a ludicrous amount of injury time. We have had two long games since the World Cup in Qatar, where FIFA introduced longer injury time. But, yes, into the 114th minute, it remains 1-0. Apparently both sides looking quite tired, seeming to be playing for penalties. You know what they say, it's a lottery when it goes to penalties, isn't it? So, crikey. Good luck, Arsenal fans. We're all with you here on the show that goes like this. Hopefully they can nick a goal before it goes to penalties, or be victorious if it does go to penalties in the Champions League. Right, we've done celebrity birthdays. We'll very shortly be speaking to our roving reporter. You'll hear more about Alfred Hitchcock later on in the show, and the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse at Bensim Radio if you want a sneak preview of that. It is Oscar related, as could well be my chat with Scott Fish very shortly. Before that though, bearing in mind all the tracks are related to sleep on National Sleep Awareness Week, here are the Everly Brothers. Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, with All I Have to Do Is Dream. There are some people that were recently victorious at an award ceremony. I expect they were dreaming about being victorious beforehand. And right now, I'm very excited to say we're going to be going over to our roving reporter to find out what he knows, surely, coming to us live from America. He needs a jingle. He doesn't really need an introduction, but he's getting one. I'm about to speak to the one and only Scott Fish.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I'm not often this excited. I am a big film buff, as you all know, and I'd just like to say a big hello to our roving reporter, Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben. From America is where I'm calling you. It's the place that I am in.
Hey, you've done well. Of course, the Oscars recently broadcast from the Dolby Theatre in LA. So, did you actually make it onto the red carpet, Scott?
Oh, goodness me. Red carpets, brown carpets. I think there was even a mauve carpet. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week, really, of just really getting into that celebrity, famous world.
Yeah, well, first of all, from me, well done for actually getting there, because we've had issues in the past, but I wouldn't say I was worried.
I mean, you say getting there. But of course, I have been all over the place, mostly in America, but you know, I've had to go to lots of different parts of it, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, we've all seen images on the news of victorious Oscar winners, obviously Cillian Murphy getting Best Actor, Emma Stone, surprisingly, some said getting Best Actress, Oppenheimer,
who?
The big... Cillian Murphy and Emma Stone, who won the Best Actor and Actress Oscar. Oppenheimer cleaned up, didn't it, really, at the Oscars?
Sorry, you said Cillian Murphy, which is a ridiculous name, and Emma Stone. Those...
Yeah.
What's to do with the Oscars?
They won Oscars at the ceremony on Sunday night.
They won Oscars?
Yes. The acting awards, the Oscars. Where are you? What have you done?
So I've been in America going around famous film and media and historical celebrities called Oscar.
Right. When you were in America going round film and media celebrities...
It was really hard to get hold of some of them because they were all... A lot of them were busy.
Yeah, they were at the Oscars, weren't they?
I went... So one of the first people I went to meet was Oscar Isaac, who famously been in the recent Star Wars movies and things like that. But he was really unavailable because he said he had a prior engagement... And couldn't.
I was going to say, if you hadn't managed to go to the ceremony itself, but had got an interview with Oscar Isaac, that's pretty decent because he's he was in Marvel's Moon Knight quite recently. Obviously, been in Star Wars, loads of great
X-Men.
Yeah, he was Apocalypse, of course. Yeah, yeah, but you didn't.
From Guatemala, Ben, which isn't America.
Did you find that out by speaking to him, or did you look that up online, Scott?
Yes.
Right. All right. So you didn't see Oscar Isaac. You didn't go to the Oscars ceremony. What else did you do?
So I think probably at the Oscars ceremony they probably played music by Oscar Hammerstein II, who was part of a sort of musical.
Yeah, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Rodgers, you've heard of them? Excellent. Yeah. So they.
Yeah.
They wrote some famous shows, which probably...
Wasn't it Carousel was one of them?
One Oscar, Carousel is one, and Oklahoma is two.
Yeah.
And The King and I, to a lesser extent, is one.
Did you speak to any of Oscar Hammerstein's relatives, estate owners, or anything like that, then?
I just... I met a bloke called Roger, and he was telling me about it. I don't know if it was the Roger that knew Hammerstein, but...
No, it was Richard Rodgers that worked with Oscar Hammerstein to create those legendary musicals, wasn't it? So it wasn't a bloke called...
It wasn't him, no.
No, and it wouldn't have been either of them now. That was many...
I think maybe at the Academy Awards was also the actor Oscar Nunez. Do you know Oscar Nunez?
When you say the name Oscar Nunez, I will admit my ignorance to that. I'm not too familiar with who that is. Can you tell me?
His best known character is from the American version. Because I don't know if you know this, because obviously the British Office by Ricky Gervais, in America they did a version of The Office as well.
I have seen that.
So he's the actor Oscar Nunez. And I'd like to get you to hazard a guess at which... the first name of the character he played on the show.
Was Ben. He also Oscar in the US Office?
Oh, Ben! If I was there, I'd give you a hug as a prize, but not...
I would reject it quite quickly, I think. Yeah, so Oscar... Yes, right, Oscar...
Oscar Martinez in the show was played by an actor... Oscar Nunez. He may have been at the Oscars or to probably, I mean, that's his main role, so probably not. He probably wasn't.
More likely to be at the Emmys or the Golden Globes, maybe even.
Or just at the, you know, the People's Choice Awards or something, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. Although I felt his portrayal of Oscar Martinez in the US Office was pretty good. I thought it was.
It was lazy because if you're an actor, you're taking on a character, and when someone would have said Oscar, can you? And he would have just gone, yeah, and that would have been just him.
Well, it would have made everyone's life a bit easier, wouldn't it? It would have meant the production team.
His life a bit easier because he's like, is that my character, Oscar? I mean, do they have to call him Mr. Nunez? Oh, I don't know.
Well, they probably just called him Oscar, I would imagine. I don't know, but...
There was a dark side to the Oscars, Ben.
Why?
Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, it's probably best we don't talk about him too much.
He shot someone, that's that story.
Yeah.
Oscar Schindler. Is this the sort of stuff you wanted on your light entertainment radio show?
I was hoping you'd spoken to some of the cast and crew of any of the nominated films, at least in the Best Picture category, weren't there? Killers of the Flower Moon, there was Oppenheimer.
Well, I mean, Oscar Pistorius was a killer.
No,
so...
don't go back. Leave. Let's just forget about Oscar Pistorius. I don't want to speak about it because it's a controversial topic on this programme.
Sure.
So, you know, everyone's seen...
I can't say I spoke to the winners, but I did speak to a boxer, Oscar De La Hoya.
Right.
Who's now mostly a promoter.
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
He wasn't busy, so we had a good chat.
And, that could be something to salvage this interview. What did you find out from Oscar De La Hoya, then? Has he got anything? We may have briefly lost contact with Scott Fish there, although I'll be honest, it's probably for the best. Yeah. Oh, you've come back, Scott. We lost you for about...
Hello, sorry, yeah, the lines in America, they're quite basic. They don't have a good infrastructure.
Unfortunately, with everything you said about Oscar De La Hoya didn't come through, so you didn't do that.
Oh, well, that was a really good story, but we probably don't have time to go back for that. So,
no, we can't...
another character that I think you, and I don't think... See, when I say who this person is, you're going to come up with an immediate issue for the theme of tonight's show.
Yeah.
He is an American professional wrestler called Rey Mysterio, Ben. Mysterio.
Yeah, that's good. What issue am I...
His real name, Ben.
It's not his real name.
He moved and found out that his name is Oscar Gutierrez Rubio.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
No,
yeah, that's...
nobody did. Even Rey Mysterio wasn't sure.
At least you've said something interesting tonight. That's good. So well done.
I've done well. I just want to mention, obviously, the most famous Oscar. And to be fair, there are two who I would say tie as the most famous Oscar.
Okay.
Could you guess one of them?
I could only think of the well-renowned architect who died a few years back, Oscar Niemeyer, who was over 100 years old when he died.
No, that's ridiculous. Nobody's ever heard of him. I'm thinking of Oscar Wilde, Ben.
Oh, who, yeah,
as
very...
As far as I know, wasn't an architect.
He was an architect of his own downfall, to some extent, I suppose.
Well, what's interesting about him, Ben, and not many people know this, he was married to a lady, but turns out he was a homosexual gentleman. I imagine that caused a few red faces.
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate to say that, but I imagine it caused some tribulation.
If you said Oscar Pistorius, I feel like saying Oscar Pistorius not much of an issue at all.
No, I'm not saying that's an issue. To say people had red faces, it just sort of implies something unnecessary, I feel. But yeah, Oscar Wilde was gay. I think we can say that.
There's only one more famous Oscar in the universe, I would say.
Than Oscar Wilde? Right, yeah.
Than Oscar Wilde. He lives in a rubbish bin and he's Oscar the Grouch.
Right, yeah.
And the most exciting thing is I had a very long talk with Oscar the Grouch.
Did you?
Interviewed him for over several days, yeah. And
right.
Turns out that in the original series of Sesame Street, in season one and a bit of season two as well, he wasn't green, Ben. He was orange.
Was he? Wow.
So, I mean, that blew my mind. That Oscar the Grouch... apparently, they actually wrote that he'd gone to a marsh in the storyline, and that's what turned him green. I don't think that was true. I think they just got a different puppet, personally, but...
Yeah. Let's move away from Sesame Street. I mean, the nuts and bolts of it, you know, Scott, are... I was hoping you'd spoken to some A-list celebrities, you know, like Billie Eilish was there, and... Margot Robbie was there.
She's not called Oscar, and neither is Margot Robbie, so I don't really...
No.
I sort of hold you responsible for this one, because I think this was very much your fault that I got this wrong.
I asked you, admittedly...
I sort of get things wrong and misunderstand.
Yeah.
I just think you were very clear with your explanation of what I had to do.
Don't think we need to get into it on the air, but, you know, I think, even though I did just send you a voice note asking you to go to the Oscars, I thought it
Oscar Pistorius is free now, so I could ask him to come and visit you, if you like.
No, that's absolutely fine, Scott, you know, but I was going to say is I was hoping you'd spoken to possibly Ryan Gosling, Margot Robbie, I don't know, Emma Stone, Cillian Murphy, Christopher Nolan, any of those people. But you haven't spoken to them. Instead, you've spoken to a bloke who was in The Office, Rey Mysterio, and some other people I've already forgotten about. But, you know...
Well, mostly Oscar the Grouch. I spent most of the week with Oscar the Grouch.
In a bin, was
he
that?
He was orange, Ben. Orange.
In a bin, though. You weren't in a bin interviewing him, were you?
It wasn't a bin. It was more like an executive skip.
And when you say interviewing something that exists as a puppet, was someone controlling the puppet?
Well, I mean, I always have someone. Someone's always got their hands up me when I'm talking. So.
Right. I think we're going to let you go, Scott. I mean, obviously, you need to wend your way back from the States. I know it does get warm out there. People suffer from things like sunstroke and heat exhaustion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, not so much in February or March, which it is now. You know.
But maybe you should get yourself checked out before you come back, Scott. And we'll have a little chat when you're back in the Brentwood area again, of course. You know.
Yeah, no, well, I think I'll be back in a couple of hours.
It's amazing I have to... it's amazing I have to keep learning my lesson, but I will always put it in writing... very clearly exactly what I want you to do in the future. All right.
I do hope so, Ben. I do hope so.
As ever, this is going to finish. I'm going to play your jingle, but the next track is going to be the brand new Heavies and Dream On Dreamer. Do you want to, in your own inimitable way, correctly name that track?
Yeah, I certainly will. So is it the brand new Dreamer?
That's the one, yeah.
Right, shall I do that now?
Yeah, do it now, please, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're not called Oscar, they're called the Brand New Heavies, and their song, which I think was called Dream On Dreamer.
Where did he go? Nobody knows, he's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
Phoenix 98 FM. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the brand new Heavies and Dream on Dreamer. Nick Field suggested I play that tonight. Patrick Schering suggested we had Billy Joel and River of Dreams a few minutes ago. And as ever, I feel duty bound to say, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in my roving report from Scott Fish, please do feel free to contact the responsible people who can help you. Someone like the Samaritans, or even the police, but don't waste police time with trivial matters. Semi-thanks to Scott Fish, as ever, for a report that ironically was about the Oscars, but not about the Oscars. So, there we go. weird as that may seem. So yes, it's the show that goes like this, coming up to the halfway point fairly shortly. We've got loads of tracks to get in still that have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners. We'll be telling you more about the intense debate that is Oscar related, and maybe some facts about Alfred Hitchcock coming up later on as well. Apologies if you were hoping to hear from Scott Fish all about his experiences at the Dolby Theatre and Oppenheimer, Barbie and the like, and all the successes at the Oscars. That's yet to happen, but think about Oscar Isaac and Oscar Schindler, and manage to speak to Rey Mysterio, his real name is Oscar, and ask a bloke called Roger about Oscar Hammerstein. So, yeah, there we go. Underwhelming from Scott Fish, but we'll deal with him when he's back in the country, not having a lovely trip on Phoenix FM expenses. I need to get another track on just to carry on calming down. Thanks to Sue Burton, who wants to hear the Eurythmics. All the tracks, remember, sleep related on National Sleep Awareness Week. And they've done it. Congratulations to Arsenal, victorious on penalties 4-2 against Porto. They are in the last eight of the Champions League. Brilliant, brilliant achievement. Well done to them. So, yeah, it's the show that goes like this, almost at the halfway stage. Loads of great music still to come. We'll recap the ridiculous holidays. We'll desperately try to avoid speaking about anything Scott Fish talked about. We'll hear more about Alfred Hitchcock in due course. And I can now reveal, as I clear my throat repeatedly, tonight's intense debate raging across the Twitterverse simply asks, are you interested in who wins at the Oscars? Just a simple yes or no answer. And at the moment, it's 50-50. Controversial. I've always been a film lover, movie buff, enjoyed that side of things. Always interested in who wins at the Oscars, but it's not for everyone. So give it a retweet or a repost once you've cast your vote. More people will be able to see it. Are you interested in who wins at the Oscars on Twitter? And you've got 52 minutes left to get involved. Simple yes or no. Visit the profile at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote on whatever device you're using. Fabulous. Now then, courtesy of Stuart Lachland, we are now... Oh no, he was the Everly Brothers, wasn't he? Apologies. That was a little while back. Courtesy of Horace Hotman, we are now going to hear from Tasmin Archer.
Chase is lost in love.